Let's find out what's making news in the arts world. Hello, Claire Nichols.
Hello.
The Adelaide Festival's just ended. What's the wash up?
Well, it wrapped up on the weekend, and you know, before it had even finished, it had already broken its previous box office record. So on Friday, the festival announced that 316,000 people had already attended festival events with box office takings of more than $5 million, and that's more than 30% higher than the previous record, which was just set last year. And you know, it really has been the most incredible month in Adelaide, because The Fringe, just down the road, has also set its own box office record. The Fringe sold 825,000 tickets this year, a 17% increase on last year, with sales worth an incredible $19.4 million. And I guess this really makes you appreciate what a significant event The Fringe is for South Australia.
Well, the whole place was really jumping, wasn't it, Claire?
I mean,
we were having a ball in Adelaide.
Yeah. We were.
A great time of year to be in Adelaide. Now, in other news, you've got, more news from the Bleach Festival on the Gold Coast.
This festival just keeps coming
it
up
does.
In arts news. Last week, I told you that the festival had picked up the Sydney Meyer Performing Arts Award in the group category. You'll also know that the current artistic director, Louise Bezina, is moving to run the Brisbane Festival starting in 2020. So this week's news is someone needs to come in to replace Louise, that is Rosie Dennis. She'll take up the position of Artistic Director and CEO. She spent the last 6 years as the Artistic Director and CEO of the Urban Theatre Projects in Western Sydney, and she's going to start in the new position in June.
Well, a very nice time to be there in June. The weather will be beautiful. Well done, Rosie. That's a good gig. Now, I've got my jazz hands ready. A new cabaret festival is coming to Sydney.
Well, this is exciting. The inaugural Sydney Cabaret Festival. It's coming in July. It's been put together by the Australian cabaret star Trevor Ashley, and it will be headlined by this woman.
And I am telling you, I'm not going, even though the rough times are showing, there's just no way. There's no way.
So that's Jennifer Holliday. She originated the role of Effie White in Dreamgirls back in 1981. She won the Tony for her performance the following year. And all these years later, she can still really belt out that big number, Michael. That performance you just heard was only recorded last year, and it just gets bigger and bigger. I'm not going to lie, I got a bit teary towards the end. And her new show at the Sydney Cabaret Festival will be her Australian debut at the age of 58.
You make it sound as though 58 is old. 58 is a spring chicken, Claire, let me
it
tell
is
you.
For, it is for Jennifer. Look, she's just starting her Australian career.
Now, talking about musicals, Hugh Jackman, Wolverine, Boy from Oz, all those other roles, he's heading back to Broadway.
Yeah, the all-singing, all-dancing Aussie export will be back next year for a revival of The Music Man. He'll play the lead role of Harold Hill. And luckily, he already knows all the words to the show, as he told audiences at the Tonys back in 2014.
I was 14 and I auditioned for my first show in high school. It was The Music Man. Yes, even in Australia, every school does The Music Man. But I was so green, I learned the entire opening number, Rock Island, you know, the one with the 8 travelling salesmen? Yeah, well, I memorised all 8 parts, and I still remember every word. Do you want me to do a little bit for you? All right. You understand? Okay. Fellas, I need some drums. You got some drums there? Give it. Oh, look at that. Okay, ready? You ever met a fella by the name of Hill? Hill, 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 no! Just a minute. Never heard of any salesman, Hill. Now, he doesn't know the territory. Doesn't know the territory. What's the fella's line? Never worries about his line. Never worries about his line. Or a doggone thing. He's just a bang, beat, bell, ring, a big hole, and great goal, neck, and nothing, rip, roaring every time a bullseye salesman. That's Mr. Harry. Hang on.
I love the way he said, I still know the part, as if he hadn't practiced all week.
Showbiz, Michael. Yeah. Hey, before I go, can I tell you one more quick piece of musical theatre news?
You can.
A couple of weeks ago I told you that the planned Michael Jackson musical had cancelled its Chicago run. It was going to go straight to Broadway instead. Well, in Chicago they needed a show to fill that gap, and it's Britney Spears to the rescue, Michael.
Heavens.
A new musical, Once Upon a One More Time, made up with the music from Britney's back catalogue. It's not going to be about her. Instead, producers say the show is about a book club whose members include Snow White, Cinderella and Rapunzel. They only have a copy of Grimm's Fairy Tales. It's very boring at book club until their fairy godmother brings them a copy of The Feminine Mystique and everything starts to change. This sounds like such a hoot. I can't wait to read the reviews.
Yes, the phrase, the problem without a name, will be in all those reviews. Claire Nichols, thank you for bringing us the arts news.